back and forth for what I should do, but I felt like, you know, I was always talking about, you know, just go through it, you grow through it, you keep pushing, you know what I mean? And I have so much faith in the Lord. I have so much faith in God. And I never, you know, people will often tell me I should pray for miracles, and I did pray for the miracle. I prayed for the miracle of God's strength, and that's why I'm here with you guys today, because I know, you know, he puts the most and heaviest weight on the shoulders of his strongest soldiers. So I'm here to show that I can fight through this. I'm feeling it. I'm vulnerable. I'm open, y'all, but I'm going to make it through. And this is a special show dedicated to my beautiful son, Z.
Okay, and then it just replayed. But could you imagine having to sit up there and talk about that? And talk about losing your child? My heart really goes out to him and to the mother of that baby boy. Let's go ahead and take a look at the write-up. So Nick Cannon is mourning an unimaginable loss. The 41-year-old TV personality announced Tuesday on the Nick Cannon Show that his youngest son, 5-month-old Zen, died of brain cancer. Nick Cannon and Alyssa Scott welcomed Zen back in June, making him Cannon's 7th child. On his show, the father of 7 tearfully shared how his family discovered that Zen was battling hydrocephalus. That's a form of brain cancer. If I'm not mistaken, isn't that what Alexis Skye's baby girl has? I could be wrong, but a very serious condition nonetheless. He said, I always noticed he had a cough, so I wanted to check it out. He had this interesting breathing, and by the time he was 2 months, I noticed that he had this nice-sized head too, a cannon head. We ain't think anything of it. But I wanted to take him to the doctor for his sinus and breathing. We thought that it would be routine. So he was being a dutiful father, you know, and he felt like, hey, I'm noticing something. Let's just go check that out. The family quickly discovered that it was not a routine visit and that Zen had fluid building in his head and that it was a malignant tumor. The baby had brain surgery and then he got a shunt to drain the fluid off of his brain. And so Cannon shared that things took a turn for the worse at Thanksgiving. This weekend, I made an effort to spend the most quality time with Zen. We woke up on Sunday and went to the ocean with him and Alyssa, and then I had to fly back to New York for the show. And that's when he broke down into tears. He said, I got a call on my way to the airport to head back to Zen. And that's when Cannon then tearfully shared that he held his son for the last time this weekend. And he said, you can't heal until you feel. And then he said, he's at work so soon after because this is all that he knows. And he called the episode a celebration of life for his baby boy. And so I just thought that that was horrible, horrible, horrible. Like I said, my heart goes out to all of them. Let's go to On Site. The episode is not available yet. And that's why a lot of people that have been looking for it haven't been able to find it. But let's go ahead and get into the clip that was shared. And get into him talking about his last moments with his baby boy. And so here we go right here.
I'm holding my son for the last time. But it was a beautiful setting. And even to spend that whole day, it was interesting because even as I was holding my I was still preparing my day as it normally went to come back and, you know, come here and still, I didn't know what it was going to be, but even by the time I got in the car, I was headed to the airport, I had to turn around. Turned around and not only did we get to see the sunrise, but we got to see the sunset too.
Okay, so that's what he had to say. I see a lot of people in the comments saying that hydrocephalus and brain cancer and a tumor and all these different things. Please go and do your research. I'm reading to you what was reported and what was in that article. But if anything needs to be corrected, I'll be like more than happy to do that. You know, because we don't want to be disrespectful at all when it comes to that situation. But that's how it was reported, that the baby had brain cancer. And then they went into, I mean, I read it with you. So that's what it said. But like I said, we can definitely look into it and correct it if need be. This is the baby boy that passed away. There goes the mother of the baby boy. Okay. And so Nick Cannon, you know, said that he just started to notice the way his head was forming and stuff like that, that he wanted to get him checked out. You have people, you know, sending condolences and stuff like that. And I'm sure that you'll see more before the day is up. I feel like everybody is heartbroken. We think that Nick Cannon may be corny sometimes, but I think we all got love for him. And even if we didn't, losing a child is just something I don't think anybody would wish on their worst enemy. And so I know that all of our hearts go out to him. And I hate that it happened. And I mean, just rest in peace to that baby boy. And, you know, a lot of people get criticized for the way that they handle things, but pay attention to what he said. You know, I don't know anything else. You know, what am I to do? He went back to work. You know what I'm saying? But I hope that they get the healing that they need. You know, I really, really, really do, because that is so tragic. You guys, let's go ahead and get into Time Magazine. I don't know who in the hell is at work, but all their asses need to be fired for this damn list that they made. So, in part, it says Time Magazine's 10 best songs of 2021. They named Turkulator as number 6 and put Woman by Doja Cat at number 10. Let's read the write up. It says, during this hot vac summer, there was no hot girl anthem more fitting than the City Girls' Turkulator. A bombastic high energy track that was impossible not to booty pop or at least bust a move to while listening to it. While the song initially leaked ahead of the City Girls' 2020 album City on Lock due to clearance issues, it prominently samples two classic dance samples, Africa Bambaataa and Soul Sonic Force's Planet Rock and Kashmir's The Percolator, respectively. The song didn't make its official debut until 2021. Upon its release, however, its infectious beat and the brash, braggadocious charms of JT and Young Miami confirmed that it was indeed finally time for the Turkulator. Let's go ahead and get into number 10, Woman by Doja Cat. Whatever you may think of Doja Cat's internet controversies or viral hits, there's no denying her immense talent or her fearless experimental influence on the pop music landscape. This is seen most congently with Woman, a sultry Afrobeats-driven anthem for the divine feminine within every woman. The track is a song delight, showing off not only Doja's flexible vocals to great effect, but featuring the versatility of genres that she's managed to not only master, but meld with her music. So who in the fuck thought that Turkulator was a better song than Woman? That's my problem. And this is why it's very hard to even have discussions nowadays about music. Because when you have the powers that be deciding that Turkulator is a better song than Woman, why wouldn't a young girl coming up want to make a song like Turkulator? And do what it is that they're doing, if you feel like that has more value than something like Woman. Let me show you the difference between the rest of these hoes and a damn Doja Cat. Who went over to code the damn music video for Doja Cat's Woman? It was giving MySpace. It was feeling like innovation. Who has even done this recently? So you could literally go and check this out and you could change particular things like the nail color, all kind of different shit. But you could go through it and then watch the video that you had a hand in. I thought that this was so fucking dope and just so different. How many people, even young people, but even you at your stage of development, might feel like, hey, this is cool. I want to get into coding. You know what I'm saying? I want to do something like this. Well, all of my MySpace people that's been fucking coding, making sites and shit like that, that felt like, oh, this is so dope. See, this is the difference to me. Even in shit like that hoe just rises above all you hoes. In every fucking way. But y'all continue to act like, oh yeah, there go Doja. But guess what? She gonna keep on working and she gonna keep on proving why in the fuck she's here and why she's a superstar. That's what I gotta say about it. Because I just feel like they just, whew, be tossing it all to the side. Ooh. Hold on, y'all. We got an update. Let's go to Matt Finn page with the Jussie Smollett case. Let me show y'all how to find my Twitter and show y'all about my damn money. And then we're going to be back with them tweets.
If you know don't want to miss a moment of Mob Radio, don't forget to subscribe, follow, and turn your notifications on. A quick click and you can stay in the mix. I hope to see you there.
Are you enjoying the show? Then go ahead and drop something in my Cash App or my PayPal, because this is an independent operation. This channel is funded by the people, for the people. So you gonna invest in a nigga or what?
All right, you guys. Let me put Jussie back up here real quick so we can get into an update. So I told you guys earlier that Jussie was gonna take the stand again today, right? Let's go ahead and get into what was said. So we go from yesterday till today. Look at what's highlighted. 4 hours ago, Jussie Smollett scheduled to retake the stand within the hour for cross-examination. Okay? TMZ was reporting on what happened. We already went over that. It says Smollett just denied under oath any of the planning with the brothers. He tells Dan Webb that he didn't tell them to use slurs, and he didn't tell them to buy red hats, and he didn't do a dry run. So he is denying every aspect of the quote-unquote hoax. He said, I was texting, smoking weed while driving. That's what Smollett testified to. And he said that was the only strange or wrong thing that he did while the brothers were in his car during the alleged planning and the dry run of the attack. Look at me. I'm old. Oh, no. Let's go from here because it looks like a thread. It says Smollett interrupts a special prosecutor, Dan Webb, as Webb was reading aloud one of Smollett's messages that had the N-word in it. Smollett said, can you spell or say the N-word out of respect for every African-American in this room? You've been saying that word a lot. I know damn well you ain't in court trying to have a fucking moment, Jussie. This is a game to him, and he's deflecting. See, he's making me feel like he even more damn guilty, even though I already don't believe his lying ass. He's reading the transcript. You know why he's saying nigga. Somebody gotta say it. The people need to know what the hell you said. Like, this is not the time. It's really not. Anyway, they said, nah, nigga, you was the one on meth and heroin. Baby, they said weed and coke. How you just gonna amp it up like that? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you famous? Nigga, well, I mean, what is this? Tell you I'm fucking right. So anyway, that's when Webb said, I don't intend to do that sort. You can read your messages aloud. That's when Smollett started reading them himself. He say, look at me. I'm older. I don't understand Instagram. That's when the special prosecutor, Dan Webb, that's what he told Smollett and the court in a lighter moment in court. Smollett testifying about private Insta messages on night of the alleged attack. And so then they went on to say that Smollett again testifies that he has a permanent scar and a black eye after the attack. Prosecutors asked him if he was aware how he looked during the GMA interview shortly after the attack, perhaps implying that he looked good. That's when Jussie said that he had hair and makeup and the lighting was on point. Smollett says that, Smollett testified that he repeatedly phoned and messaged with Bola on the night of the attack to talk about training and schedule a 9:30 session the next day. The prosecutor just asked why the brother never showed up for that 9:30 session and why no messages indicated a 9:30 session. Smollett says that he was attacked and he wasn't worried about the session no more. But prosecutors push back and say, but there's nothing to show that a session was planned or scheduled. And Smollett says that no text showed that a hoax was planned either. But babe, if you were having conversations with him about that, why wouldn't that be present? Because it doesn't exist. If you would have had any type of sense, you would have at least pretended and text him that. You ain't thankful enough. And of course there are no messages about the hoax because you thought you were smart, but you set your ass up in that car with them niggas and ran that shit down. I'm tired of playing with him. And then they report that Smollett is done on the stand, okay? We will keep you updated. Like, these people really be fucking clowns. That's how I feel about it. Let's get into some more clown shit for the holidays. Merry Christmas from you later.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Thee Stallion, Ariana Grande, and Jimmy Fallon. Y'all know what time it is.
Do I?
No. Yeah. Hey.
while that was trash, let's go ahead and get into this facility, okay? That Megan is supposed to be opening up. Because that shit is just trash. Let's get into something positive, please. So it's being reported that Megan Thee Stallion plans to open the doors for recent HBCU graduates to land a job. You know, ever since Megan came out, she said that she was in college and that she wanted to open, you know, particular centers and give jobs to people, you know, that she knew or people that went to college with her, because it's so hard to find a job after you graduate. And so they said Megan is about to earn her college degree, but she's also about to help others who are on track to earning their degree too. So she recently announced as one of Glamour's 2021 Women of the Year in her bold cover story that she landed in the health administration field after switching over from business and before that nursing, because, you know, that was too hard for a slow ass. So Not a Savage singer has no plans on letting her degree sit as a trophy alongside her 3 Grammys and 6 BET Awards and a Billboard Women of Music Award, to name a few. As Megan is set to become a college grad, she won't have the same realities as others who face the difficulties of landing a job in their expected career field. And so it says that I see a lot of my peers, a lot of people I went to high school with, they get their degree in like biology and then they be working at Forever 21. But why? Don't nobody want to give them a job because they don't have experience. And so she plans to create a solution to provide opportunities for recent graduates to land a job by opening an assisted living facility. And this has been a desire of hers long before the pandemic. Megan was inspired to go into the healthcare field after watching her grandmother act as a caregiver. She said, I watched my grandmother take care of my great-grandmother all my life. And, you know, so just watching these two little old ladies take care of each other, I was like, y'all need some help. And so that's what she says that she plans to do. We'll believe it when we see it. But at the end of the day, that's a very, you know, good gesture. And I think that that's an amazing thing. So shout out to her for wanting to do it. And if it comes to fruition, shout out to everybody that becomes a part of it and everybody that'll be helped for it. Okay. Now, let's get into Lil' Kim's ass. But today, we ain't gonna dig in her ass, though. Lil' Kim acted like she had some damn sense today. Now, let's first of all go ahead and get into this. And that would be Lil' Kim and Fabio Foreign. They have a new record coming out called Bow. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, you gotta go viral. Still shooting our rivals. I'm your Iron. Still shooting my rivals. Queen beef in my title. Queen beef in my title. We coming to Brooklyn, we coming to find you. Coming to find you. Bow, bow.
Why the fuck do Lil' Kim sound like Cardi B? What is this shit? I think that this sounds a fool. But once again, when you have Turculator being called a better song than Woman, can you blame them for thinking that that's legit? Let's go ahead and get into this real quick. Drake has removed his submissions. He has withdrawn his 2 2021 Grammy nominations. Let's take a look at what Variety reported. Drake's management has asked the Recording Academy to remove him as a nominee on the final round ballot for the 64th annual Grammy Awards for the Academy, and the Academy has honored the request. A lot of people feel like Drake is tired of being snubbed. Drake is one of the premier artists of 2021. I mean, like, literally in the world. But if you compare the amount of Grammys that he has to Kanye and Jay-Z and all kind of shit like that, baby, there is a huge gap and a big ass difference. Like, they got over 20 fucking Grammys each. Drake got like 4 or something like that. A lot of people are speculating that Drake is tired of being snubbed. He been throwing shots at them and just fuck it. So he don't even want to be in there. They said he been nominated about 50 times. He only got 4 of them. They said, remember they cut his mic? Well, the people think that Drake is tired of. The people think that Drake may feel like it's other subpar music getting compared to his. He just don't want to be a part of it at all. Somebody just said, but then why submit? Great question. But maybe his team was trying to see how they would move. And once they came back with the 2 nominations, they was like, fuck this shit. Maybe it was a test. But when music is sounding like some of what we just heard, can you blame them? anyway, moving along, let's get back to Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was minding her business when she saw something on Facebook that she did not fucking like. And what was that? Angela Yee, messy, spineless ass. Angela Yee, on her personal verified Facebook page, she reposted a clip from The Breakfast Club. You know, she's a host on The Breakfast Club, has been for years. She said, rewind, quote, I personally think that they, Cash Money, didn't want me to stand beside her, Nicki Minaj. And then they tagged Lil' Kim, because Lil' Kim is the one who said that. Now, how long ago did they do this damn interview? We are talking about well over 5 years, maybe even fucking 10. Like, it's been a very long periodic time since they did that. Everyone is trying to move past the beef. And I'm going to remind you of the day that I sat up and said, the media will not allow women to bury shit and move forward. The media profits off of women going at it because of the perceived nature of women. And women, you know, being perceived to be catty. So what do? They play on those fucking emotions. They play on people, women in particular, like jumping out and saying something. And so they continue to run these clips. They continue to highlight shady comments. They continue to focus on trolls on the internet. All of the wrong things. And so you get to a point where you can't even, you know, blame the artist 100% when they start going off. Because imagine how many times and how many different people then sent them some shit. Such and such talking about you. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. Egging that bullshit on. And this is why Angela and them be dead ass fucking wrong. And they so underhanded and shit. They said this interview is 12 years old. What was the goddamn point in bringing this up? If it had been relevant, then cool. If it's to go back and to be thorough. This was out the blue. Lil' Kim and Nicki ain't said a damn thing to each other. Lil' Kim got music with Favio that I just showed y'all. Y'all could have posted that shit. Lil' Kim was just on the hill talking to that nigga on that damn show with the golf cart. A lot of different things were going on. She just did that performance at the game. Whatever. But what y'all need to admit is that Lil' Kim ain't as interesting to y'all in 2021 unless it has something to do with Nicki. And either the hope that they gonna reconcile or that maybe somebody threw some fucking shade. And that's what's sad. That's what's really sad. So Angela continues to prove why in the hell K. Michelle was right for cussing her ass out. Every time. Because, girl, I know you fucking lying. I know you lying. We don't need to rewind the damn thing, bitch. We streaming now. So I don't know what type of VH type of time, VHS type of shit you on. But no, that no. And she should have dragged her ass. So Lil' Kim went in the comments. Okay, once she saw it. And she said, why are we bringing this up? This interview is how many years ago? Like, really, Angela Yee? This shit is whack, but go viral. I am going to say that I appreciate Lil' Kim's response. This is old, it's irrelevant, and this is whack. And call out Angela. Because I would imagine that she had to give the green light or that she posted it her damn self. So you explain, since it's on your fucking page, why in the hell it's here. And let's talk about it. Let's go ahead and get into Lil' Kim's response. I mean, not Lil' Kim, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and get into Angela Yee's response. You know, she went to work today and had something to say about it because the streets was talking.
On Angela Yee's Facebook page, she posted, rewind, I personally think that Cash Money didn't want me to stand beside her, meaning Nicki Minaj. Now, this was a quote from Lil' Kim. And it says, Lil' Kim explains the Nicki Minaj beef. Well, Lil' Kim, she left a comment and says, why are you bringing this up? This interview is how many years ago? Like, really, Angela Yee? This ish is whack. Go viral. Go ahead. So, you know, we're asking 800-585-1051. Angela Yee says she didn't make the post.
Right, and listen, I definitely contacted them because I didn't know what was going on when people was all in my comments like, girl, you so messy. So I was like, hey, can y'all take that down? I wouldn't post something like that. But apparently it was, you know, a mistake. So one of the editors actually posted that. And that's not something I would do. So
Really?
You know, but truthfully, on my Facebook page, I have 3.7 million followers, and there's a lot of content that's on there every single day. They're always working, cutting clips and posting things, and that was something that I didn't see and didn't know about until everyone alerted me. But
maybe it's just me. I micromanage everything. Whatever goes out with my name on it, I have to see whether it's my podcast, whether it's...
Oh, okay. Now, let's talk about that. Pull her motherfucking card. Because, Angela, you just disconnected from everything dealing with you. Call that bitch out. Deflect and deny. That's what that bitch came up here with. Hold her ass accountable. Because I know you fucking lying. Oh, I didn't even know nothing. They posted that shit. Child, I told them take that shit down. I got 3.7 million followers. That's a lot of shit go out. I don't be knowing. Bullshit. That's so lame and weak.
A post, whether whatever it is, I got to make sure I see. Because at the end of the day, if something goes wrong...
Exactly.
It's me. It's my face.
But you don't approve Breakfast Club posts before they go out?
It's not under my name, though.
Ma'am, exactly. That was on Aunt Babe. Let's go take a look again. Angela Yee posted an episode of The Breakfast Club. That's what it says. This came from your personal page, Angela. Like, stall him out.
Goes out with my name on it, I have to see whether it's my podcast, whether it's
they don't like
a post, whether whatever it is, I gotta make sure I see, because at the end of the day, if something goes wrong, it's me, it's my
but
face.
But you don't approve Breakfast Club posts before they go out?
It's not under my name, though. Under anything under my name.
Yeah, ooh. I would have to say that's Angela Yee's fault. It's her page. She should be on top of everything that comes out of her social media pages. And even if you're not, you know, you're still responsible for the content that comes from your page, because it's your page.
Like, no, I mean, I felt bad about it. I told them to take it down right away. I wouldn't have posted that. So, in that way, yes, I do feel bad. I wouldn't have done that.
I called Lil' Kim yesterday for you, but she didn't answer. I didn't want to text her.
Oh.
But shout out to Kim, man. I always speak to Kim. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
So, I wouldn't do that. Girl, shut up. So she's a liar pants. Ain't nobody checking for Angela. Let me put this shit back up here. What? Ain't nobody got time for that bullshit. Y'all believe her? And they do not like her ass. Cause bitch, I know you fucking lying. Like, I know you're fucking lying. Chum. Let's go ahead and get into this T-Boss situation. But not before I tell y'all about my new page and, you know, remind y'all about my money.
If you don't want to miss a moment of my radio, don't forget to subscribe, follow, and turn your notifications on. A quick click and you can stay in the mix. I hope to see you there.
More money, more money, more money.
Are you enjoying the show? Then go ahead and drop something in my Cash App or my PayPal, because this is an independent operation. This channel is funded by the people, for the people. So you gonna invest in a nigga or what?
All right, you guys, if y'all were to go to the website today, I'm not done making the changes that I make, but you can still access everything, you know, as is. And so you can see all of the latest trending topics. You can subscribe to be a member of The Vault. You can check out the latest fucking episode of Mob Radio. And if it ever is unavailable on YouTube, all you have to do is click here. You see that word here, underline? And you can go and check it out. The sound bites will be featured here as well. Those headline stories that y'all be like, where was that at? You don't have no timestamps. Fuck all of that. Just go watch the clip, because I'm going to take it right out of the episode, put it up, and you can go straight to it. So I've been doing that since last week. And I've been doing a good job, like staying focused on it. And I think y'all have done a good job at supporting. So thank you so much, as always. And then let's go ahead and get into this December 2021 mobbing through the city. And let's focus on this Mary Mobmas message. So we were having a discussion like we oftentimes do. And there was a young lady who said that this year she would not be able to do what she wanted to do for her children. And so if you go to my community tab, if you go to my Instagram page and Discord, then you can see where I posted that we sent her $350 yesterday. Shout out to everybody that put in. Thank you so much. She should be able to get her two children. She said she wants to get two bikes and NBA 2K. So I feel like they should be able to get that. But thank you guys so much for participating. That then raised the question, okay, well, what about a Christmas giveaway? The month that kind of escaped me a little bit, so I hadn't brought it up. But if you guys want to participate, I'm all for it. So at this point in time, if you would like to participate at this stage, you just need to send me an email. Tell me why your family needs some assistance, and then I'll go ahead and pick those names. And on the 17th of December, we'll raise money, and then I'll send it out that same day, okay? So this will be on the website, and I'll be reminding you every day until the 17th. If you would like to be a part of that, let me know. No money needs to come to me right now at all. You just need to be sending me emails telling me why you feel like you should win some money. Once we do donations and we see how much we got, we'll divvy it up and we'll pass it out, and I'll put the receipts online as always. Keela said, can we nominate someone? Absolutely. Absolutely, babe. They said the 17th is next Friday. It is. It is. And so I'm so sorry that I'm coming to you guys so late, but like I said, it came up yesterday. So if you want to participate, then that's how. I'll be reminding you every day. And thank you for having the hearts that you have. Y'all are so giving and so loving, and y'all really make so many different changes, positive changes in people's lives. And y'all like put a smile on people's faces for real. So I'm so grateful for you. Thank you to everybody that listens and adds to my radio. And I'm glad that we could give something back to you. And be making a note of every time that you're giving. And when you're doing amazing shit like that, don't be feeling like, oh, that ain't much. I only gave such and such. You, first of all, you ain't have to give shit. And you gave something. So be marking that stuff down. That's what I feel like you ought to be doing. Now, anyway, let's go ahead and get into T-Boz and what happened as it pertains to Nicki Minaj. So, we talked about how Cardi B was at this club with Offset and how there were some women outside saying they're not letting black women in. And so Cardi B then said, let them in. Let the black women in. You know, and we talked about how, you know what, if black women went to Cardi and said we need help and she, you know, tried to help them or said something on their behalf, who can be upset with that? That wasn't a situation where I felt like it was one for us to try to decide if we felt like she was genuine or not. What was there to gain from that? That was a moment. If you feel like it was contrived, then okay, that's that. But I never looked too deeply into it, and I really wasn't fazed by it. Everybody went on about their business after the incident, okay? They said Soulja Boy in here. If Soulja Boy in here, why the fuck he ain't raiding me then? Because I raided your ass last time, nigga. And that might not even be him. But Soulja Boy, if you are here, DeAndre, you need to raid my motherfucking channel. That's what you need to do. Because you big Draco, but I'm big Nino. And that's what I need you to do for me. But anyway, shout out to Soulja Boy when he acting like he got some sense. So while we continue to move on with our business, because we weren't really worried about the video of Carter being outside at the club and shit like that. T-Boz, look at this comment. It says, poor Nicki Minaj with laughing face emojis. So we was all trying to figure out, bitch, excuse me? I was so confused. The only caption I could come up with was, what was the reason? I didn't know, and a lot of people commenting, they didn't know if T-Boz had confused Cardi B for Nicki Minaj, or if she was trying to be funny, or what the hell was going on. I never thought that she confused Cardi B for Nicki Minaj. First of all, don't play with Nicki Minaj. Don't do that. Now, I do understand that changes have been made to Cardi and her face. And a lot of us, like me, like to believe that changes were made in an effort to look more like Nicki. But at the end of the day, don't ever disrespect Nicki by saying that you confused Cardi for her. Baby, them two different faces. And that's with all due respect. Honestly. That's with all due respect. Don't do that. You ain't never sat up and thought that Cardi B was Nicki Minaj. You probably thought, damn that hoe, why the fuck do she got that feature this week? Damn, she looking a little bit more like Nicki Minaj. You might feel like there are some comparisons now, but I know damn well you ain't confused Cardi for Nicki. No, I know you ain't did that. So anyway, past that, Cardi B's picture is in the bottom left, and then Cardi B is tagged. Even if you didn't see Cardi B name, what about Offset? Who is he associated with? When you heard Cardi's voice in the video, who the hell did you think that was? Because Nicki don't even talk like that. So I'm not finna sit up and let T-Boz get off scot-free like she didn't know who it was and all that kind of bullshit like that. I'm going to declare that she forgot to log off of her real page. That's what happened. This bitch been hating on Nicki Minaj. Let's talk about it. Yeah, let's pull up these motherfucking receipts, okay? But first, let's get into her response. So, T-Boz, as good as she felt, here she go with a damn statement with a pink background. She said, account was hacked. Hey guys, my account has been hacked. And I never made that comment about Nicki Minaj. And I had no problem. And I never have have had a problem with Nicki. Let me start from the beginning, bitch, because I done made that sentence what I wanted it to be. Hey, guys, my account has been hacked, and I never made that comment about Nicki Minaj. I have no problem and never have had a problem with her at all. That's not like me to even comment on a blog and be messy. So all the blogs and unnecessary comments can stop. Thank you, T-Boss. T-Boss, you some dogs, okay, a.k.a. punctuation, and quit playing with me with this post. They said not the PR template. Let's go ahead and get into what she left in the comments. Hold on, we're going to come back to that. She was on the Jasmine brand saying, my account was hacked. I'm on a Zoom call / meeting. So I don't know what was said or what's happening yet. But I ain't saying nothing about Nicki Minaj at all. She want to make that clear. Okay? She said, once I'm off of my Zoom call, I figure out what the hacker said. I don't even know what was said. My Instagram account was hacked. So the barbs can calm down. I ain't saying nothing about Nicki Minaj. Why would I? I'm on a Zoom meeting right now. Okay, and then she said, I don't know what's going on yet, but my Instagram account was hacked. I haven't said anything about Nicki Minaj at all. I don't even know what's going on yet or what the hacker even said. And then she accused this guy, Nate. Is this Nate Clips? Baby, she accused him of quite possibly being the person that hacked the fucking page. She said, this dude keeps calling my phone pretending to be Nicki's publicist. My account was hacked. Shit, he probably did it. What? Now, Nate did respond. Let me go to Instagram and go to, let me try Nicki Minaj stream team. Shout out to them. Because I know I saw his response. Can y'all tell me where it was? Because I want y'all to hear that. They said Nate is known for hacking people page. Who said that? They said Nate shook the room. He sure the fuck did. We finna look into what she said in 2014. Hold on real quick. Because I was trying to find what Nate responded with. Because he absolutely denied it. Nate said, look, I was trying to reach out to you so that I could, you know, figure out what was going on. And figure out why in the fuck you said what you said. He said, I didn't hack your page, bitch. And why the fuck would he hack your page to talk down on Nicki? It was on Minaj Press. Thank you, babe. Because I just like for y'all to be aware of anything, like everything that happened. Who said what and all of that. Are they shadow banned? What's their full name on Instagram? The Minaj Press. Okay. I just put Minaj Press. That didn't come up with anything either. It's Minaj Press LTD. There it goes. Thank you. Let me follow them back, child. What I'm thinking about. Because I always be over here. Y'all always sending me shit from over here. All right, here we go. This is Nate.
Listen. I did not hack your account, ma'am. I came to ask you, why did you make that post? I don't know if you live in the old era, the time machine era, but listen, we are not dumb. You know, we know you commented that. Like, come on now. That was just so random. Who would want to just randomly hack your account and just comment that bullshit about Nicki Minaj? Miss ma'am, waterfall.
Okay. So that is what Nate had to say. Let's go ahead and get into T-Boss and what she said in 2014. In 2014, I don't guess she was hacked then. She responded to someone and said, duh, I ain't even watch her performance. Take that petty shit somewhere else. And this was in response to them asking if T-Boss had even seen something that Nicki Minaj had been a part of. This is also around the time, you can see that the date says November 2012. So from 2012 to 2014 on forward, T-Boss has been shading Nicki Minaj. So you can see these articles. T-Boss says Nicki Minaj has no business on American Idol. She doesn't say much these days, but in a recent interview with This Is Max, the 90s star goes in on Nicki Minaj, saying that she's an over-sexualized pop star. So what do you think about some of the women that are out now? And I want y'all to be paying attention to that. Pay attention to all of the people who are singing one tune when shit was going a particular way. But now that all these hoes is selling his ass, pay attention to them going along with the program. Because that's all the fuck they do. When they really don't like these new hoes, no way. They think they trashy. They think all of that shit. You remember Remy Ma was calling bitches scallywags and shit? That's how they really feel. But they feel like what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So they gonna put on, they be looking down at y'all ass. And I'm gonna tell you what I know, not what the fuck I think. T-Ball said, she didn't feel like Nicki Minaj should be hired for American Idol. So that's another one. It says TLC's T-Boz is about as fond of Nicki Minaj and American Idol as she is of Scrubs. Okay? And then she was questioning Nicki Minaj's credibility. So when we fast forward, you know, to 2021, and you got T-Boz saying poor Nicki Minaj, I think a lot of us believe that she typed it up. That's why I say I feel like she was on her real page. She thought she was on her burner page when she pulled that shit up. They said bring up that Rihanna drag. From who? So I definitely feel like she did that shit. Her wigs are always padded. They always thick as fuck. Look at that one. T-Boz, bitch, are you still paying on that damn whip that bitch gave you, that Pebbles gave your stupid ass? Where's the album? You know we never liked your voice. We just liked the song, right? You know your throat dead as fuck, right? Like, do you know all of these different things? Stay in your place. The people want to go see when when Rihanna drug her stupid thick helmet wig wearing ass. Let's get into it, child. TLC singer responds to Rihanna after she posts a topless photo of them on Twitter. TLC band member T-Boz has hit back at Rihanna after she posted a topless photo of them on Twitter in response to comments they made about her stripping. A feud between Ree and the 90s band began recently when the girls were interviewed on Channel 7 Sunrise on Friday and appeared to slam the sexy songstress for getting naked. Not one to let anyone say such things without punishment. Rihanna then made her Twitter cover photo a snap of the band topless. You know, Rihanna was always... Rihanna back in the gap on Twitter was a fucking vibe. That hoe was real reckless. That bitch was on there acting like me. I love Rihanna on Twitter. Like 2010 through 2012 and shit like that. Before people started paying attention to what celebrities said and using it against them from Twitter. Oh, bitch, they was over there getting busy. Rihanna is a bitch, but I love me a bitch. So she was just serving these hoes. She ain't give a fuck, and I loved it. But anyway, it seems that T-Boz won't be letting the argument escalate any further. And she told a TMZ photographer that she ain't do Twitter beef. She said, I wasn't talking about her then, and I ain't talking about her now. That's irrelevant. I ain't even got time to waste on that. Okay? And so she denied an online exchange happened, saying no. That was just her exchange. I don't do Twitter beefs. I'm a grown-ass woman. You want to holler, you know where to find me. Yeah, in the unemployment line. Or buying some gel for chili slick head ass. What the fuck you be doing, bitch? We saw that damn reality show. You ain't nowhere but on that goddamn couch. So, girl, what? Go sit your thick, swole ass down somewhere, ho. So, it followed her and her bandmate Chili's comments in the interview when they appeared to tell Ree off for undressing in the public eye. Every time I see you, you don't have to be naked. It's easy to sell sex, the duo added. It's hard for us to say anything because anytime we do, they say, oh, TLC must be jealous. But I call a spade a spade. T-Boz was joined by Chili in an interview with Yahoo Music last month. And they both denied their initial comments were directed at Rihanna. They said, we never mentioned any artist's name. Because you hoes is scary. You hoes is scary. T-Boz and Chili are weird as fuck. Don't even get me started on Chili. She really the one. But T-Boz, she like to throw rocks and then hide them under her fucking wig. That's why they always got that hump right there. She don't want to be accountable for a goddamn thing. She needs to leave Nicki Minaj out her mouth. They are a bunch of jealous ass hoes. The last time they went on stage, they was doing them same tight ass eight count. Bitch, how many times you done tried to replace left eye and that shit didn't still fail? Bitch, get a grip, ho. Okay, nothing but a failed ass bitch that sat up there and let a bitch named Pebbles play her dog ass. Yeah, TLC has some great songs. TLC done sold a lot of records and shit. And guess what? What's going on now? T-Boz is a bum. The fuck is a T-Boz? Bitch, get the fuck out of my face. They say T-Boz sing like a black and mild. You don't always die from tobacco. Yippee-yi-yo. Girl, get out of my fucking face with this bullshit. The audacity of that bitch to sit up there and say a motherfucking thing. Talking about poor Nicki Minaj. Nah, bitch, poor you with your poor ass. Yeah, Ain't you still, bitch, didn't you have to start a fund to try to go make an album, bitch? You couldn't even call one of your damn connects to just let you slide in the studio and lay something down. Bitch, you had to ask the people for some money. And what you do with that? Run off on the plug again. Where's the album, people? All T-Ball's gonna ever tell you is go ask them. Now, bitch, I'm asking you. You the one got on the goddamn Gryffindor hat. Tell me where the hell I need to go. Hell, all that shit's in the top of your motherfucking brain, but you ain't got no answers. Don't trust no bitch like that. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Lil' bitch said, I love TLC in 1993. Oh, child, you like the rest of us then. That hoe must still be over there chasing waterfalls. She better go figure out where the hell she's supposed to be at and what she's supposed to do. Stick to them rivers and them streams that she used to, because, bitch, this ain't the way the water flowing. Not for you. Now, I know damn well you done came up shit creek without a fucking paddle, bitch. I know you ain't did that. Turn around, don't drown. It's flooding outside, bitch, because I know you not. And your little slickhead ass, manless ass friend, that weird bitch, don't even call her over here either. Tell me we know where to find you. T-Boss, girl, first of all, bitch, I cannot stand. T-Boss had, what? Let me go see what illness T-Boss got, so I can tell you about bitches like her. And it ain't got nothing to do with mocking her and what she going through. Okay, cool. Let me tell you what T-Boss does. She got sickle cell. That's what it is. All T-Boss is going to do is start some shit. And when you go find her at said location, she gonna tell you she got real shit going on because she battling sickle cell. That's all she ever do. She always going through something. She can't deal with that and all kind of shit like that. She's going to play the sympathy card. So spell yourself. Don't even waste your time talking about you know where I'm at. Yeah, you probably somewhere in Atlanta like all the rest of the washed up ass 90s hoes. In Atlanta, bitch, you and guess what? You ain't even had a coupe to open a restaurant, bitch. Lame ass. You ain't got a boutique or nothing. This hoe ain't got no drive. She won't even sell lashes. Like, bitch, you have no ambition. Like, and them tracks in her head, bitches from 1998. I got a source that told me that. And somebody told me that it stuck to her head in the middle. They said they've been trying to pat that bitch head down for 8 years. So she damn sure right she got bigger fish to fry. And she ain't talking about a damn thing. So you know where the hell I'm at. Girl, yeah, where you been at, bitch? Girl, yeah, we know you at, girl. Girl, shut up. These people need to stop. They said she over there in Cali. Oh, she can afford it out there? Oop. She must be getting residual checks. What the hell she doing in California? She better go get her ass up in there. They say she on Skid Row. Woo! Bitch, let me tell you something. I ain't even really have no drive to cuss her ass out the way I usually would these hoes. Because Twitter tore her ass up. When I say Twitter tore her ass up, bitch, it wasn't nothing left for me to say. I had a lot of push, like when it first happened, but I was like, I'm gonna wait till we go live. Cause we talked about this like Sunday. The way Twitter tore her ass up Monday, I say, damn. So I ain't even feel comfortable pinching the bitch. Now, I ain't even feel comfortable, you know, but it is what it is. Let's go ahead and take a look at T.I. new bed. It says, I just had some honcho. Wow. Been working on this all year. Custom guard size bed designed and built from scratch by the team. Major girl in my vision, followed by their flawless execution. Lead us to the Harris. We would love to design and build you one, Quavo. Look at this bed. And then look at Quavo. Quavo shit look like an Airbnb. When they just be throwing shit up there. This look more personal and like we ain't moving no time soon. Why is T.I. showing off beds? I just got uncomfortable. You know what? T-Boss has been in Cali, because you sure right Mac-10 is her baby daddy. He need to go over there and talk some sense into her dumb ass. They said, I think people like getting dragged by the barbs. Now, I don't think T-Bars liked it because that bitch was pleading cases. It wasn't me. I ain't saying nothing about Nicki Minaj. No. Girl, shut your scary ass up. Shut your scary ass up. Look at these white boys. Look at them. With their pants pulled down. Sitting up here doing all the shit. That's Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly. Do you know I looked at these pictures and I kept on scrolling? Because I personally feel like white people do shit like this anyway. I didn't feel no way about it. If this had been some niggas, I would have been like, what the hell they over there doing? And ain't that sad? Ain't that sad? But I saw they, I said, oh, look at them white people. Chuck, get on my face. Get on my face. Do y'all have anything y'all want to add to this conversation? Erica Mena. I know you lying. Erica done gave an apology to this woman named Christy Mahone because she accused Christy of wearing her stolen shit. But what Erica gonna do? She gonna put it in cursive and make it real, real small. These niggas barely know how to read cursive, and bitch, I can't see that. So she ain't apologize. Y'all remember this? So this stripper is now allegedly wearing my jewelry and got my purses. And then the young lady was like, girl, I didn't do that shit. Like, what are you talking about? Because they say their house got robbed. But you know, one of Safari people set his ass up and robbed the house. So now here she go apologizing. Nah, bitch, you stick that shit up your ass. And I hope you get constipated and that shit don't never come out. Bitch, you sit with that. You live with that. Because I know you fucking lying. Let me see what else going on. Bitch, another dry ass motherfucking day in the neighborhood. Erica broke. Did y'all get the memo? Erica ain't got no money. She out here struggling, putting on. Living just enough for the city. Let's talk about it. Kyle Massey and Quavo Huncho are sitting over here making moves. But don't forget that Kyle Massey was accused of assault. So the people want to know, why ain't nobody mad that Quavo got his ass over there? What? Let's go ahead and go to academics page. There's a young lady who says that she's a ghostwriter for a popular artist out of Atlanta. Now that's very fucking interesting. That's messy. Let's listen.
I do write for some other people when I can and just work on my own music and
Really? So yeah. Can you give us a little insight of, you know, maybe who you work for or who you write for?
I can't give any info out, but I do write for a girl and she's from Atlanta.
Who the fuck could that be?
Fans, I'll go get on that now. Fans, I'll go get on that. Do the research.
The first name that honestly comes to my mind is Mulatto, honestly. Now, I don't know who she's talking about because she didn't give any type of insight. But I don't think there's as much of an emphasis on it when it comes to women in R&B. So I'm immediately thinking rap or hip hop. And then, I mean, how many rappers are out right now that are females from Atlanta making a lot of noise? You got some that are doing a thing. Cardi's not from Atlanta. They say she's talking about Akbar. Y'all need to stop. They said Cardi lives in Atlanta, though. Well, you know they got multiple properties, girl. She may be in the DR. What you think? Who is this? Oh, the people said that they put out their album in 2017. The album that TLC raised the money for, they say this is it right here. It's on Spotify. Did y'all listen to it? Ooh. Somebody said fan mail. Child, that was what no scrubs was on. You plays. You play. They say play a song. You want me to? Come to Station Head. We're going to play some TLC. And then we're going to see what's going on with y'all. And if y'all don't have anything to say, y'all don't call in and shit, then I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And fuck with Station Head and pop in to see if we're on tonight at 7 o'clock. I love you so much. Little black girl, you're beautiful. Little black boy, you're enough. This shit going to get hard, but never forget that if we stick together, we can get through that shit. You know what? Somebody hit me up and said, I got a bet going. And the bet was that I couldn't get a birthday shout out. And you just reminded me of that. So happy birthday to you, comma. And it don't have to be no money attached. I mean, I deserve my money, but happy birthday to you for free because you deserve that. Thank you for listening to me and for supporting me. And then baby girl that knows that she sent me a DM saying, I got a bet going on with this nigga and I'm going to get a shout out first. La-da-dee-da-da-da. You know who you are. Please send me another message because I did take a screenshot, but girl, this got lost now. Where's my girl Kelly? They said, go check the neighborhood talk about T.I. What happened? I've been so burpy. Did you see 42 Doug quoting Spider-Man uncle? Bitch, what? We already seen this rag-ass bed. I don't give a fuck about that bed. Now, let's go ahead and get into Andrew Caldwell. He says he has overcome his homosexuality, and he's going to tell you how.
How do I know that I'm delivered from homosexual? Because my hair, when I first came here, my hair was red. It was like a brown color. I don't wear jeans and tight jeans no more. And let me tell you something. This is not a rehearsal. Matter of fact, this was not even planned. But I'm here to encourage someone on today that you can be delivered from anything that you are dealing with. And let me tell you something. Ask me, why do I have on this press off? Well, labors are not in vain. She went on a fast, 40-day fast. And ever since I got a press off, I have been wearing this every night.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Belated.
I actually fasted it as well.
You a lie.
And when God delivered me from homosexual, there was a lot of things that God has to do before he delivered you from homosexual. God delivered me from lying. I said lying. He delivered me from starting mess in the church. He delivered me from starting mess with the saints. Being messy, being ungodly. Bishop always taught us to have peace with all men. Did you say that, Bishop? Have peace with all men. Or you will not make it to heaven if you don't have peace. And I want to take you to something.
Man,
this
stop.
Has something to do with my deliverance. And this goes from Lady Wolf.
This nigga gay as fuck. Like, it's okay. Just stop. I don't know who you be trying to prove this shit to, like, or what, but babe, it just is what it is. You like dick. That's all right. I do too. But this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, you guys. I'm going to see y'all later. If everybody wants to come to Station Head, come to Station Head. If you're listening to this show and you have not followed me on Twitter and you got one, bitch, I'm blocking you. The end. Because I know I done told you 50 motherfucking times to go follow my shit. I don't understand what the hell y'all doing. And then, what I'm about to do. Yeah, I'm about to fuck with y'all on Station Head. Bye. Let me show you how to get there.
You are listening to
Milagro, baby. Milagro Graham.